The music industry turned upside down. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new report from Forrester Research says sales of digital music downloads will overtake CD sales in just 4 years. Forrester analyst James McQuivey says we're seeing the end of the music industry as we know it. He says the big record labels must adapt or die.
By 2011, digital downloads will actually be half of all the music sold in the United States. But the problem is it's half of a much smaller market than we have even just a couple years ago. We see that the overall music market is going to settle in around just over $9 billion, and with more and more of that over time being consumed by the digital download, which is sold at iTunes and increasingly stores like Amazon.com. But people don't pay nearly as much for those.
So the selling of recorded music becomes less profitable going forward.
Exactly. The selling of recorded music becomes a means to a bigger end. It used to be the end. You know, it used to be that artists went on concerts, on tour, in order to promote the album or the cassette and later the CD. Well, it turns out that now it's just the other way around. You sell a digital download and you sell a CD perfectly with the intent of convincing people to then go pay $100 and $150 to watch you perform live in concert. It makes the artist now have to sell themselves and the experience surrounding themselves as an artist much more than they used to in the past when they could rely on the music to do the selling and to generate the cash that they become accustomed to having.
Who are the big losers as the music industry sort of gets turned upside down?
Probably the biggest loser overall is the recording labels themselves. So profitable has been the business of selling music that they didn't even bother with the concert part of the business. They let the artist do that separately, and they let the artist handle those relationships with different promoters. And so they don't even get a cut of the concert proceeds that the artist makes. So you have these guys who are sitting on the music and aren't making as much money off the music and don't really have any other avenue to make money from. So many of them are going back to their artists and saying, we need to change the way we work together. We'll continue to sell your music, but we really want to have some influence over your concerts. We want to have some influence over your merchandise.
How about winners? Who really benefits from these changes?
You know, the winner all along has been very apparent, which is Apple, frankly, because they created this new mechanism for selling music online that many others had tried before, and it just didn't work. So the Apple iTunes Store is a big winner. Now, it's such a big winner, it means that the industry is interested in funding or supporting a competitor. And that's what we're seeing happen right now. Amazon, who never sold digital music online until just last year, is really being backed by the major music labels. And they're saying, Amazon, you're our only hope to create a viable competitor to iTunes. What do you need from us? And Amazon said, well, we need to take the digital rights management, that protection in the music that stops you from copying it to different devices that you might want to play it. Let's take that out, and then we have a chance at selling more music. And the music industry, after protesting that for many years, finally said, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it because we need the money and because we need a competitor to iTunes.
Forrester research analyst James McQuivey. In his new report, McQuivey advises the recording industry to stop experimenting with ad-supported music and subscription models, saying downloads have won. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.